Much later, that afternoon, Jason Kinnear stood, gazing out of his Summit House bedchamber window. This late in the day, especially here on the eastern side of Mount Terrace, the tallest peak of the Terrace Range, evening would already have been settling into night, even under the best of conditions. Under the current conditions, he could see very little beyond the flakes of hard-driven snow being blown through the feeble illumination of the window's own light. Wind howled around Summit House's eaves, and despite the fires on the hearths, his breath steamed. It would be an excellent night for freezing to death, he reflected. He turned back to survey the bedchamber in which he would not be sleeping tonight after all. He understood why his decision to make a retreat up here had dismayed Garth Gorja. Summit House's primitive facilities, its isolation, and the possibility of weather exactly like this night promised had been more than enough to make his secretary worry about his well-being. For that matter, Kinnear was forced to admit he shared some of Gorja's concerns. On the other hand, he knew something about Summit House which he doubted his secretary had even considered while he was thinking of things to worry about. There was no reason he should have thought about it, given how carefully Kinnear had kept the younger man ignorant of the worries crushing down upon him. And the very things which had made Gorja worry about Kinnear's spending a couple of 5 days up on the mountain had actively reassured Brian Teigman, who very definitely did not know about Summit House's special features. It was possible Bishop Executor Willis did know the aspect of Summit House which had made it so suitable to Kinnear's present purposes, despite the season and the weather. He'd served the last Archbishop of Glacier Heart for over 8 years, even before Kinnear had been confirmed as Archbishop, and he'd used the residence frequently himself during the hottest 5 days of the summer. As such, it was possible he'd made the same discovery Kinnear had. Of course, even if he had, it probably wouldn't have occurred to him to worry about it. Probably. Kinnear didn't know if the Bishop Executor had been actively recruited by the Inquisition. He doubted it, yet he was also aware that he wanted to doubt it because of how much he liked Willis Hamilton. The Bishop Executor was hard-working, dedicated to the well-being of the archbishopric and its people, and remarkably restrained in the graft he skimmed. He wasn't immune to the peculation which had infected the church, but that would have been a bit much to expect. In fact, it was expected he would find the odd way to slip a few less-than-legal marks into his purse. However much it might sadden the archbishop to admit it, that practice had become so accepted that the treasury allowed for it when establishing a bishop executor's official remuneration. And the fact that Hamilton was part of that system was the only real criticism of him Kinnear could have levied. Unfortunately, he'd never evinced any particular awareness of or zeal to attack the far greater and uglier corruption at the heart of the temple. It wasn't that he approved of it. Kinnear was certain of that much, at least. But Willis Hamilton was a provincial bishop executor assigned to one of the poorest archbishoprics in all of Easthaven. He was never going to find himself serving in Zion or the temple, whatever happened. And so he'd resolutely set his focus on his world and his responsibilities in it, leaving the concerns of the greater and more powerful to the greater and more powerful. Kinnear couldn't really fault him for that, but it was the reason he'd never approached the bishop executor about his own activities, which meant he could hardly have asked Hamilton whether or not he did know Kinnear's true motive for retreating to Summit House. "Oh, stop it," he told himself. "First, you're probably doing Willis a profound disservice, even considering the possibility that he's been conspiring with Teigman. Secondly, even if he is, Teigman obviously didn't object to your coming up here. So either he doesn't know about your little secret, or else he doesn't see how it could have any bearing on the current situation. Despite the seriousness of the moment, Kinnear snorted in dry amusement. From Teigman's reaction to his decision to spend several days up at Summit House, the intendant had clearly decided exactly what Kinnear had hoped he would decide, that having the archbishop safely tucked away in an isolated vacation lodge, reached only by a single narrow road, little more than a trail really in many places, suited the Inquisition's needs perfectly. There was no way Kinnear could possibly sneak back down from Summit House and creep through Terrace without Teigman's knowledge. All of which, Kinnear thought, was quite true and completely irrelevant to his own plans, such as they were and what there was of them at any rate. Knuckles rapped on his bedchamber door, scarcely audible over the storm howl raging about Summit House, and Kinnear turned from the window as the door opened.
"It's time, Your Eminence," Fraidman Thomas said, and held out the heavy parka.